Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Y'all, it's episode 100, and I know I have left y'all for a few weeks, but I'm back at it again for my centennial episode, and I decided to switch it up on this one. And then I want you to stay tuned to the end because I got some special news for you and that you won't want to miss. So in doing something differently, this will be the first time that I don't freestyle this episode. I'm going to hit you off with one of an article that I recently wrote. And so I'm just going to pretty much go by that and share this with y'all for this specific episode. And then you can for yourself judge whether or not you like me better when I'm freestyling it or if my messages make more sense when I have a script that I wrote to go off of. All right, but either way, you know, you're still gonna get something out of it. You know how I do. So let's get into it. Now, I call this 3 ways to boost confidence, kill doubts, and win fans. So confidence is a mother you-know-what. It's a prism with many facets. It's also something millions worldwide struggle with obtaining and utilizing effectively. It keeps us from setting goals and from crushing them. We look for permission from sources we respect because their endorsements encourage us. But if we're being honest, also so they can shoulder some blame if things fall apart. People are like, my mentor told me I should start this business, but it's not working out as well as I'd hoped. I knew I wasn't ready, but I got talked into it by somebody who believed in me. So you were happier working at that job you hated than you are now that you started going after your dream? Okay. I'd argue that our confidence is relative to our belief systems rooted in who slash what we're comparing ourselves slash our work to. And the questions we're mulling over. When we update those questions and our comparative data, our goalpost shifts, which affects our convictions. Confidence shapes everything we touch and everything we become. So here are 3 ways to boost yours, to kill the doubts, and to earn the love you seek. Number one, set smaller goals. When you hit publish or go live on social media, don't trip over the views, clicks, slash taps, how many people skipped it, etc. That's a recipe for disaster since that's all out of your control. What if you instead categorize a win as simply communicating what you wanted to get across? Or the fact that you showed up and did it despite your anxiety or imposter syndrome? A minor win like that earns you internal validation. Your measuring stick becomes who you were yesterday against who you are today. There is no competition but the ghost of your past. Even being marginally better than your past self is its own reward because it's a result less tethered to the conditions outside of your influence. Too busy to finish writing that book? Wrap up your latest chapter this week, then. Can't find the time to squeeze in a daily half-hour workout? Start with 5 squats as you're listening to this. Is creating a flagship course too overwhelming? Make a mini version based on one of the lectures instead. We talk ourselves out of stuff before we even get off the ground when our goals are too large, nondescript, or open-ended. Breaking them down into tinier pieces with reasonable deadlines inherently makes them more achievable and less frustrating. Number two, expect no one to care. Stop thinking people owe you their attention and their time and their energy. Having no expectations means way less disappointment when things don't go our way or when people let us down. Want them to care?
You got to earn it. What works for me is to produce content without speculating whether anyone will care about it or show up. I start with an audience of one, which is the less experienced version of myself, whom I can always count on to be there. This also creates less external pressure to get things right, since done is better than perfect. Those who relate to the earlier me will feel my insights since they share a similar journey and struggles. They become the audience that rides with me. What's done for the one affects the many. Plus, there's always someone watching, always someone who cares. But outside recognition mustn't be a requirement for you to do what you love or for your brand to have value. You're probably your own worst critic, but it's just as important to be your own biggest fan. Number three, play the game differently. You can pay to play and increase your brand's viewership, engagement, and followers quickly through smart ad spend if you have the money. For those of us who don't have a big budget and or prefer more organic growth, we have to switch up our approach. Building and nurturing authentic relationships, one person at a time, will earn you diehards and loyalty. When you're genuinely interested in people, it'll show and they'll open up. You'll learn what they want and what aggravates them by listening to what is and isn't being said. Legendary brands are legendary problem solvers. To become a great problem solver, you must first be a great question asker. Being an astute listener is like 90% of the job. When your competitors can afford to go broad and shallow in hopes of getting 10% of their audience to bite the bait, you must go deep and narrow to turn 50%+ of your prospects into customers. It's not rocket science. It's just getting people, this is getting to know people through good old-fashioned conversations who aren't all that complicated if you know which questions to pose. It's better to earn 1,000 superfans who buy everything you put out than to have 100,000 followers who won't even download your free lead magnet. Studios spend millions on advertising their flicks and touring their celebrities to sell you whatever they're starring in. Well-known brands have a team of folks helping them stay in front of you. You're neither when you're just starting out, so why play their game? More confidence and less doubt are the natural byproducts of changing the goals, expectations, and strategy of your personal or professional brand. The thing is, these are all aspects of your growth that you can control. So let's just get into it. So again, with this being the centennial episode, I had some time to reflect. And as of today, what I am thinking about doing, what I wanted to mention on this before I let you go, was that, well, two quick things. One is I'm strongly considering switching this podcast to a seasonal format. So maybe 10, 15 episodes per season, maybe per year. And I might repurpose. I'm thinking of going back to repurpose a lot of the episodes that I've did. So some of these from like my favorites or the most popular ones from these first 99, I guess, could be repurposed and spread out over some seasons as I also continue to produce new content. And I'm doing that just as a matter of bandwidth, and also because I do want a lot of these episodes to really stick with you and give you time to consume them and expand on them more than if I'm doing things on a weekly basis. Again, that's what I'm thinking as of today. That could change, but I think that could be a better way to do things. Again, with my bandwidth, with my obligations and commitments, it could be a lot better to not you know, have that pressure of producing 52 episodes a week when it's just myself, until and if I decide to change this format up to where other people are involved. And that brings us to the second point, which is that I'm finally going to be doing some special episodes that will have guests. So one of the things people have shared about me is they like the questions that I ask them, or that I ask good questions. And so since I'm really interested in people, that's a side of obviously this podcast I haven't been able to bring to you, because originally this was just a hobby and an experiment. It was meant to be an anti-blog. It was meant to be raw thoughts that I could get out based around a topic and try to motivate you and share insights with you without having a script to go off of. So that was a very experimental thing. And I think I'll still continue to do some level of that. And so the difference is I want to bring on some special people that I've met over the past few years that we've always talked about them being on my podcast. I've appeared on theirs, and people that's just, you know, really uncanny people, or something about what they do or their approach or perspective is very unique to me. And I think it's worth sharing with you all. And so I feel like those episodes too will largely be unscripted and freestyled, and I'll ask questions that make sense kind of in the moment. But y'all are going to see, you know, more of kind of a conversation more than anything, but where I'll be hosting it, of course, and kind of guiding the conversation. So I'm looking forward to that in these subsequent seasons as well. And so that should be fun. And, you know, 100 episodes in is, you know, so much learned, and it's a good episode to, you know, a good number to fall back on for a minute and then return out the gate, you know, with a bunch of episodes kind of in the pipeline ready to go. And that's one of the other things, the great things about it is to just have more material kind of ready to go, rather than what I've been doing largely, which is recording, you know, maybe 3 or 4 episodes at once and then spilling them out over the week. And then I feel like lately, you know, for sure over these last 6 months or so, I've been a bit behind in keeping my podcast up to date. And so I take full accountability for that. However, I figured out a way out, and subsequent episodes will be better planned in advance. And I'm looking forward to bringing on some special guests with y'all so that, you know, I can share some of their insights and learn some things from them that I think y'all would find dope. So hope you enjoyed this special episode where I read an article that I wrote kind of verbatim and seeing what you think about that as I try to come across and make a point in a different way, and how that is, how you can compare that to when I'm just freestyling things. So I'd love to know what you thought. I'd love to know what you think about these I do want to know your favorite episodes of these first 100s, but also what you thought about this episode. So hit me up, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And yeah, I think I will be back with something again before this year is out. And maybe I'll just hit you with a few episodes here, sprinkle them here and there, but I'll keep you posted. How about that? So maybe the next episode would be me letting you know kind of what this new format is and when to expect new content from me. This way you stay in the loop. You ain't got nothing to lose. As usual, hit me up on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, the usual spots, or you can find out more of my work. Just check me out at darnellbrown.com. Until the next time I'm in your ears or showing up in front of you on your screen, appreciate you for listening. You know how we do. Shine hard, grind harder, stay sharp, focus, do what you got to do. Keep at it. Remember how powerful you are.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.